Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Mar Ishanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The second Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph brings the din of an Ubra Sheheiricha, that she smells food, and now she has a tremendous taiva for food, and could come to Sakana. So the Mishnah, and explained by the Gemara, is that we are allowed to feed our food even on Yom Kippur, because Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Yom Kippur. The Ran on the Gimel Amud Beis from the Dafei Harif brings the Ramban, who quotes the Bahag, that the Bahag learns that this Din of a Mishnah applies even in a case where it is only the Uber in Sakana, where the Isha feels that if she doesn't get food, she's going to miscarriage, even though she herself is not in Sakana, but the Sakana's Uber is enough for us to be Mechalal Yom HaKippurim. And the Ramban brings a raya to this din of the Bahag from a Gemara in Erchin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara there says, an Ishva, the Isha that is giving birth, Yashval HaMashber, Umesa, and she dies in childbirth and it is Shabbos. The Gemara there says we could even bring a knife through the Rishus HaRabim to be Mechal Shabbos in order to bring this knife so we could open up the womb of the woman and save the Uber. Says the Ramban, we see from this like the Bahag that we're Mechal Shabbos simply for saving an Uber. As the Gemara says there, the Chiddush of the Gemara is Mahu de Teima Hasamu de Iskele Chezchaka de Chayusa, that a Suffolk Nefashos you could say what is a Cheskes Chai, Aval Hacha de Lo Aval Chazaka de Chayusa, but an Oba that never even had a Cheskes Chai, maybe you couldn't save it. Kamash Malon, that you're allowed to save the Uba. So the Ramban says, we see clearly like the Bahag, that we're able to be Mechal Shabbos even for an Uba. And the Ramban asks on this halacha from a Mishnah in Ayilus. Mishnah in Ayilus in the seventh Perek of Ayilus says that an Isha who's having difficulty in childbirth, and we are afraid she is going to die due to the childbirth, we could bring a sack in and go in and cut up and kill the Uba in order to save the mother. This is all the Mishnah says, as long as the Reish of the Uba did not come out yet. But once the Reish of the Uba came out, ein neigimbo, we can't touch the Uba, she'ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh, that we can't be doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. And that's the way Rashi learns that the Gemara, that before the Uba comes out, it's not called Doicha Nefesh Mnei Nefesh. But in the case where the Uba came out already, then the Uba is no longer an Uba and is an Nefesh, and therefore you wouldn't be able to kill the Uba at that point to save the mother. But before the Uba comes out, when it's still an Uba, we would be able to kill the Uba to save the mother. The Mashmas, the Ramban says, is that the Uba does not have a status of a Nefesh. And then he also, the Ramban says, from the Gemara Nida Memdalad Amud Beis, a Tinok Ben Yoim Echad, the Gemara says, Hahargo Chayev. At that point, even a Tinok 1 day old, Hahargo Chayev, Tichsiv Ish Kiyaka Kol Nefesh, and it's Mashma Dafka, Hahargo Chayev Misa, if you kill a 1 day old Tinok. But an Uber, it would not be called Ish Kiyaka Nefesh Adam. And furthermore, the Ramban says, as to know the din, that if someone hits a woman and kills the Valadis, it's only a Tashlume Mamon. But there's no Chiyav Misa. So from all these Gemaras, it would seem that an Uber does not have the status of a Nefesh. So the Ramban says, how are we going to reconcile these Gemaras with the sheet of the Bahag, that here we could be Mechalel Yom Kippur, even just to save the Uber? And the Ramban answers that it's not a stira, because in one hand, the Uber is not Nechshev, enough of a Nefesh, to be Mechayev, somebody that kills a Misa. And it's not considered enough of a Nefesh, when you put the uber against the mother and the uber is being masakin the mother. So then the mother is more nefesh than the uber. So in that case, before the uber enters the world, we would be able to kill the uber to save the mother. However, as far as the uber being enough of a potential of chai to be mechalel Yom Kippur or to be mechal Shabbos, that the Ramban says, it's shayich the svara we always have. Just like by a ben kayama we say, chalil alav Shabbos achas kadesh yishma Shabbos is harbe. Here too by the upper, let's be mechalel one Shabbos or one Yom Kippur, kadesh yishma Shabbos is harbe, that maybe the upper will survive, and it'll be yishma Shabbos is harbe. And therefore the Ramban says, like the Bahag, that even an Uber that's less than 40 days old, that is considered Ein Lo Chiyas Klal, we would be Mechalel him, Mechalel Shabbos Yom Kippur to save him, like the Bahag. The Ran, however, brings a Yesh Shesaivrim, those who hold that we are not Mechalel Shabbos or Yom Kippur to save the Uber alone. Those Yesh Yesarvim hold that just like we see that the Uber is not considered a Nefesh, that Hahargo is not Chayiv Misa, and that we are able to kill the Uber to save the mother, so the Uber is not on the status of Nefesh like the mother, therefore you would not be Mechal Shabbos or Yom Kippur for to save the Uber. According to these Yesh Yesarvim, how would they learn the Gemara in Erechin, where the Gemara in Erechin clearly says that we bring a sakin through the Rishus HaRabim to save the Uber on Shabbos, that in a case where the mother died in childbirth and we could still save the Uber, we're clearly Mechalel Shabbos Daraisa to save the Uber? So the way those Yesh HaSavrims would hold, that in that case the mother died already. Once the mother dies, that elevates the Uber from a status of just being a Yerech Imo, a Tufel to the mother, and not a full Nefesh. At that point, when the mother dies and the Uber is still alive, we look at the Uber as a living being that's like enclosed in a capsule, enclosed by the mother, covered up that we can't see it and get to it, and we have to try to get to it with a knife. But the death of the mother and the Uber still living elevates the Uber, and in that case, you could take Takabi Mechal Shabbos Yom Kippur to save it. And therefore, these Yesh HaSavrims hold that in the case where the mother is still alive, in our Gemara and Yuma, if the mother smelled food and felt that because of this smell, if she doesn't eat, she would lose the Uber, we would not be Mechalel Yom Kippur, because we're not Mechalel Shabbos Yom Kippur just to save the Uber. And just in that case in Erechin, where the mother died already, so now the Uber gets its own status of life. It's like a status of a person enclosed by a capsule. In that case, we could be Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. The Ran himself says, Lamaskana, that he holds that the whole discussion in our Gemara is really academic. Because the Ran holds, any time the Isha feels that she's going to be miscarry, that the smell of the food is creating a possibility of her being mappled of Vlad, so that automatically puts her in Sakana. And anytime the mother's in Sakana, the Uber's automatically in Sakana. In other words, the Ran holds we can't separate the two. Any thing that'll happen, that'll create a matzev, that the Isha feels so weak that she'll be mappled of Vlad, the act of being mappled of Vlad puts herself also in Sakana. A hapala, miscarriage, is also a Sakana for her. And therefore, the Ran says, it really doesn't make a difference. Because any time that the Uber is in a Safek Nefashas, it's going to be Pakuch Nefesh for the mother too. And therefore, even if the mother says, I feel I'm going to miscarry, we would be Mechal Yom Kippur and Fidar. And Iran says, that's what Rashi means in his Lashon in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Ubra Sheiricha, Ha Uba Meriach Reich Tavshel, for whom Misavalo, that the Uba smelled the Reich Tavshel and is Misava for it. V'im eina ocheles, and if the mother doesn't eat, shneyen misukanim. Rashi says they are both in sakana. The Ran says that's what Rashi means. Shneyen misukanim. Anytime there's a sakana for one, there's a sakana for both. And therefore, in our Gemara, the question whether you machal for the Uber itself or not, the Ran says is academic. Because anytime there's a sakana to the Uber, there's a sakana to the mother, and therefore we will be machal Yom Kippur and feed the mother. The Gemara on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, after the second Mishnah, tells us that Ein lecha davar she'omed b'fnei pikuach nefesh, chutz me'avodah zarah v'gilui arayos v'shfichas damim. And therefore the Gemara says the pregnant woman who has a need for food and she's in sakana, she could certainly be doicha Yom Kippur because of the sakanas nefashos, chutz me'avodah zarah v'gilui arayos v'shfichas damim. That those three averis, we cannot be doicha, even pekuach nefesh, for those three averis. And in fact, the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph says, Bechol misrapim chutz meyatzei asheira. That if we have a similar case to our Gemara here in Yuma, where someone is in sakana and needs to be over in Issa to eat something or do something to save their life, so b'chol misrapin, they could use any davar asur, chutz me'atzei asheira, except for atzei asheira, which because it comes from avodah zarah, and that's one of the big three, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim, that over there you give up your life and you're not misrapa with atzei asheira. The Ran, in the Gemara in Psachim, and here in our Gemara in Yuma, says, we see from the upper Gemara, B'chol Misrapim, Chutz Meyatzi Asheira, that it's not only the actual Averis of Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, that you would not, that would be Deicha, saving a Nefesh, and be Deicha B'kuch Nefesh, but even Abizrayu, even subsets of the Avera, things that are just akin to the Avera, or lead to the Aveira, those things also would be Deicha and beat out Sakanas Nefashos, and you'd have to give up your life. As the Ran says, look, B'chol Misrapin, Chutz Me'atzei Asheira. What's the Isser of using Atzei Asheira? If you're going to eat it or use it somehow to heal yourself, it's an Isser of Lo Yidbak B'yadcha Me'uma Menacherim. That as an Avodah Zarah thing, it's an Asuri Anah. But it's not the Isra of Avodah Zarah. You're not over the Chayve Misa of serving Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Ran says, since the Gemara says, B'chol Mitzrapim Chutz Meyatzei Asheira, it shows not only Avodah Zarah beats Pekuach Nefashos, but even Abizrayu da Avodah Zarah would beat Pekuach Nefashos. The Ran has a second strong Gemara to prove his Yisoid, that Abizrayu is also the same like the Aveira itself as far as the Chia with Pekuach Nefesh. Brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, where a person was Hela Belibo Tina. He got in his mind a certain urge that he couldn't handle, that he had to live with a certain woman. And the Reifim came and said that if he doesn't live with this woman, he's going to be Mesukin. And so the Chachamim said, no, he cannot be Bayil this woman. The Gemara says, how about even to look at her when she's Arum? No, she can't do that. How about even to speak to her, Achayre Agedah, just to cure himself, to speak to her on the other side of a fence? The Gemara says she's not even able to do that. And according to one Lashon in the Gemara, we're talking there about an Eishes Ish. But the Ran says, to talk to her, Achayre Ageda, Safada not being over the Isser of Gilui Arayos, yet he was not permitted to do it to save his life. So we see from there that the Abizrayu of Gilui Arayos is also enough to make it that you cannot, that it's stronger than Pekuach Nefesh. The Ran actually in Psachim calls it the Lav of Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, that included in the lav of Losikrivu Legalis Erva would be somehow not only Chiba Venishuk, but even this talking to Acharei Hageda. The Ran here in Yuma calls it Avak Shel Aveira. It's the Avak of the Aveira of Gil Arayas. But either way, the Ran says, you see clearly, we're not talking about Gil Arayas itself, just Abizrayu the Gil Arayas. And yet, the Gemara says that he's not able to do that, and he has to give up his life. The Ran asks on himself, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the famous Gemara with Esther Hamalka, that the Gemara asks, how was Esther able to live with Achashverosh? For Esther Befarhesya have ya, Esther's Aveira was Befarhesya, and Befarhesya, not only do you have to give up your life by the Gimel, big three Aveiras of Gilarai, Shvichas, Tamna, Vaidazara, but by any Aveiras you have to give up your life. The Rishonim all wonder, why did the Gemara go and ask the question of Befarhesya? The Gemara could have asked, Stam, since it's Gilui Arayis, for Esther was Gilui Arayis, Gilui Arayis by itself, even Betzina, Esther should have given up her life. And one of the ways the Rishonim deal with it is that the Aveira of Gilui Arayis is not Gilui Arayis where we're talking about the Bia of a guy. And therefore the Gemara wasn't asking Esther did Gilui Arayis because as Gilui Arayis, it wouldn't have been a kasha, because since the bia was a bia of a guy, that wouldn't be a problem. The only problem the Gemara had was Befarhesya. Frekteran, even if you're going to tell me the bia of a guy is not mamish Gilui Arayis, l'chayritz at least abizrayu of Gilui Arayis. And therefore the Ran says, if I'm telling you my shita, that Abizrayu, the Gili Arayis, is just as like Gili Arayis, that you're mechuyif to give up your life. So what does it help that Achashverosh was a guy? It at least is Abizrayu, the Gili Arayis. So the Ran, to answer that, says, you'll have to say the one of two things. Either if we're going to look at the relationship of Esther and Achashverosh as just Stam's Nus, so it's only the Bezdin shall shame that was Gazru on Znus with a guy, and therefore that would not be Abizrayu, because it's only a Bezdin shall shame, it's not some form of a Daraisa. Or the Ran says, even if you're going to look at the relationship of Esther Achashverosh to be over the Issa Lav of Lo Sischatein Bam, not to live like man and wife with the guy, even that won't be considered Abizrayu de Gili Arayis. The lav of Los Eschatein Bam, of living with a guy, will be a separate category, not under the category of Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is Arayis in Benois Yisrael, Eishes Ish. But the living, the lav of living with a guy, even though it's a lav, it's not Abizrayu de Gili Arayis, and therefore that's why that wasn't a problem. But the Ran sheet that we see is that Abizrayu is Asur. Abizrayu of the three big Averis will be Doicha, saving a life just like the three Averis itself. The sheet of Taisvis in Psachim, in the Gemara, B'chol Misrapim Chutz Meyatzei Asherah, is different than the Ran. Taisvis learns that din of B'chol Misrapim Chutz Meyatzei Asherah will depend on how the case is. It says, if the doctor is going to come and say, I must have Atzei Ashera to cure this person, then you will not allow to have refuah from the Atzei Ashera. But if the doctor will just ask for a certain min tree, and they will happen to bring him that min tree that happens to be an Atzei Ashera, in that case, Taisa says, the person will be allowed to be Misrapa from the Atzei Asherah. The only Isser of B'chol Misrapa Chutz Miatzei Asherah is when the Raife says, the only way we could cure you is with an Atzei Asherah. Because then Taisa says, then if you allow yourself to be cured with it, it might lead people's hearts, your heart, after Avodah Zarah, that you see that, oh, the only cure could come about through Avodah Zarah. And therefore, in that case, you will not be allowed to be Misrapa. According to the Ran, where it's the Abizrayu of Lo Yidbat Baducha Menachem, which is not Abizrayu of Aydazara, any Atzeyashera, it doesn't matter if the Raife says it has to be Atzeyashera, not Atzeyashera, if Lamais it's an Atzeyashera, it's Lo Yidbak Biyadcha Muma Menachem, which is Abizrayu of Aydazara, and you will not be allowed to be Misrapa from it. Taisa says the only case you can't be misrapa from the Atzei Asheira is if it's a case that will lead Yimshach Acha Vaidazara, where the Raife said, I must have Atzei Asheira. In that case, you will not be able to be misrapa from it. The Minchas Chinuch says, why does Taisvis learn like that? Because the Minchas Chinuch says Taisvis does not hold like the Ram. He does not hold of this din of Abizrayu that you have to give up your life for the Abizrayu of the Aveira. Therefore, Taisus has to come up with a case that he holds is like Guf Avaydazara. If it's going to be done in such a way to Refuah, that's going to lead to Shema Yimshaych, an actual possible servitude of the actual Avaydazara, it'll lead to it. So that's like Guf Avaydazara, and that's what Taisus holds will be Asa. But Taisvis would hold Abizrayu of Anissa, Abizrayu of Gila Raishvi Chistamna Vaidazara, is not a reason for you to give up your life, unlike the Ran. He just holds this specific case of the Atzah Sheira is a case that can lead to Guf Avaidazara. This is the way the Minchas Chinuch learns the Taisvis. Really, the Taisvis, many learn, could be learned a different way. You could learn Taisvis agrees with the Ran that there is a concept of Abizrayu. Taisvis just holds, what's the Issa here of the Avaydazara? It's an Issa of Lo Yidbak Biyadcha Muma Menacherem, in Isurei Hana that came from Avaydazara. But it really has no connection, the Issa of using the Atzei Asherah to Avaydazara. It has nothing to do with any way, shape, and form of serving Avaydazara. Therefore, even though Taisvis might generally agree with the Ran that there is such a concept of Abizrayu, he holds in this case, using Isurei Hana of Avaydazara is not even Abizrayu of Avaydazara. Therefore, Taisvis had to come up with a case that was more like Guf Avaydazara of Shema Yimshach, because he held Lo Yidbak Biyadcha Mumen Acherim is not even Abizrayu of Avaydazara. And if you learn like that, Taisus could hold of Abizrayu, but therefore the Gemara in Sanhedrin with the case of the man who had to speak to the woman, Achayra Geda, there Taisus could agree, there the reason the man had to give up his life, because that's Abizrayu, the Gilei Arayus. That's something of the nature of Gilei Arayus, of leading to a relationship with the woman. As opposed to the case of Lo Yidbak Biyadcha Muma Menacherim, but Atzei Asherah, Taisus held there wasn't even Abizrayu. So even though Taisus might hold of Abizrayu, like in the case in Sanhedrin, he doesn't hold that this case of Atzei Asherah is a case of Abizrayu. Therefore, he had to put him the case in a case of Shema Yimshach after the Avaydazara. If you're going to learn, like the Minchas Chinuch, that Taisus doesn't hold of the concept of Abizrayu at all, so then, how would we deal with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Why would Taisvis say, learn the Gemara there by Helalibo, why wasn't the person able to speak to the woman Achayre Hageda, if Taisvis does not hold of the concept of Abizrayu at all? So perhaps we could say, Taisvis might hold of a Svara of the Taisvis Yom HaKippurim. The Taisvis Yom HaKippurim says, in that case in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, where the person had libotina, and now he wants to be over some aveira by speaking to a woman, being karev to a woman, to save himself, the reason the person is not able to save himself is because he brought himself into this matzav of sakana by gufa being involved in the aveira of Gilei Arayus, by thinking about this woman, by getting involved bechlal with thoughts about this woman, that brought him into this sakana. So the Taisus Yom Kippurim says, you brought yourself into the matzav of sakana by doing the aveira of having hirurim or thoughts about the isha. In a case where you bring yourself into the matzav of the aver, into the matzav of sakana by the avera itself, you then cannot say, oh, now because of pekuach nefesh, I'm going to be allowed to be over the avera. So even if Taisus holds, there's no concept of Abizrayu, and normally you could be over Abizrayu to save your life. Here you would have a svara that you can't be over Abizrayu to save your life, because since you brought yourself into the sakana by gufa, by being over the avera in some sense of thinking of arayas, now you want to say, oh, now that I'm in sakana, I'm going to be over some form of arayas to save myself. In a case where you brought yourself into the sakana by doing the avera, you can't do the avera then to save yourself. And therefore, if we use that svara of the Tais Yom HaKippurim, we could come out, Taisus doesn't hold Ava Bizrayu at all. And therefore, by the case of Bechol Mitzrapim Chutz Miatzei Asherah, he has to come up with a case that's not Ava Bizrayu, that he considers Guf Avodah Zarah, Shem Yimshach after Avodah Zarah. And the case of Hela Libotina, in that case, we could have the Svar of the Tais Yom HaKippurim, that you're not allowed to save yourself there, even with the Ava Bizrayu, since you yourself brought yourself into the Sakana through the Avera. If we're going to say that Taisus does not hold of the concept of Abizrayu at all, Taisus would fit in very well with his own Shita in Saita Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara there has the din that Mutav Sheyapel Atzmo Lekiv Shneish V'Yal Talbin Panecha Ver Barabim, that instead of embarrassing somebody Barabim, you should throw yourself into Kiv Shneish. Taisus asks, if that Malbim Prechaver is so chomer that you have to give up your life, why isn't it counted with the big three? Why isn't there a Tzicha, Gili Arayah, Shvichas Damim, and number four, Malbim Prechaver Barabim? Taisus answers over there, Ein Hachanami, it is a fourth one, but we only talk about the three that are Mefurish Bekra. Ritzicha, Gili Arayah, Shvichas Damim, we learn from Beferish Apsukim. Malbim Prechaver Barabim, which is not Mefurish Bekra, is not listed as one of the three because it's a different category because it's not Mefurish Bekra. Interestingly, the Ramban learns that the reason Malbim Prechaver Barabim is not included as a fourth one is because it's an Abizrayu of Ritzicha. That it's a form of Ritzicha to embarrass someone in public, to drain the blood from his face. It's an Abizrayu of Ritzicha, and therefore it is listed. It's under the category of Ritzicha. But Taisus, who didn't say like the Ramban, Taisus, who said it's not listed, it is a fourth category. It's not listed because it's not Mefurish Bekra, would fit in very well if we learn Taisus doesn't hold of the whole concept of Abizrayu. If he doesn't hold of Abizrayu, so it's very good. He didn't want to say like the Ramban that Malbim Pnei Chaver is an Abizrayu the Ritzicha, because he doesn't hold of Abizrayu. So therefore, he had to say it's a separate fourth category that's not including the others because it's not Mefurish Bekra. Rambam in Hilchus Yisaydei Torah Perek Hei Halacha Vav, when he brings this din of Bechol Misrapin, he brings it with a slightly different lashon. The lashon of the Rambam is Bechol Misrapin Chutz Me'Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say Atzei Asherah, he says Chutz Me'Avodah Zarah. And the Minchas Chinuch is Medayek that the Rambam himself also must not hold Ava Bizrayu. So he didn't want to say a case of Atzei Asherah, because Atzei Asherah would only be Abizrayu. It would be a case of Lo Yidbak Biyadcha Muma Menacherem. Therefore, he said, you could be Misrapa by everything, Chutz Me'Avodah Zarah, except by doing something which would be some form of serving Avodah Zarah. Because the Rambam held that the only thing that would stand in the way of Bekuach Nefesh would be the actual Avera of Avodah Zarah, but not Atzei Asherah. Now, how would the Rambam deal with the Gemara of Hela Libotina? So when the Rambam brings that halacha of Hela Libotina, it's interesting that the Rambam paskins like the second lashon in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The second lashon in the Gemara Sanhedrin does not say that case was an Eishes Ish, that the case of Hela Libotina was a Pnuya. And what was the reason that they didn't allow the man to either look at the woman or speak to Achayre Hageda? The Gemara says there, Shelo Yehei Benos Yisrael Prutzim Barayas, or Mishur Pagam Mishpacha. So the Rambam learns that Gemara was that the Rabbanan, because they held the greater good, Shelo Yehei Benos Yisrael Prutzim Barayas, or because of Pagam Mishpacha, they even went so far as to say, if this person has to lose his life, he'll lose his life. And therefore, that case of the Gemara of Halali Botina has nothing to do with Abizrayu of an Aveira. That's a separate din the Rambam holds, that the Rabbanan held the greater good, Pagam Mishpacha, or Shelo Yehei Benos Yisrael Prutzim Barayas, would even trump this person who is Halali Botina. Therefore, in other words, that case also, we don't necessarily see is a case where Abizrayu beats Pekuach Nefesh. So the Rambam could be very much like the Diyak of the Minchas Chinuch, that when he says, B'chol Misrapim, Chutz Me'avoyde Zara, he means Dafka Avoyde Zara, not Atzashera. The Rambam would also not hold there for of Abizrayu. The Gemara on the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Aleph says, Ma rotseach yarag val yavar, afnam rosa yarag val yavar. That we learn now from the hekish of, from naam rosa to rotseach, just like rotseach is yarag val yavar, as we know from a svara the Gemara gives on Amud Beis, so naam rosa the din will also be yarag val yavar. Rashi on the bottom of the Amud says, that the din of Nar Marasa Yarag Valyavar is referring to the man. That if a man is told, be boil this Naira Marasa or else I'll kill you, he's mechuyev to give up his life. But the woman is not mechuyev to give up her life if someone is forcing her to do arayas, because Rashi says, he ain't a isa klum, the karka oilam bi almahi, virayel adavar esther. The raya to this is Esther. Rashi is referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, which we mentioned. But the Gemara says Esther was allowed to live with Achashverosh because Esther karka oilamu. And we'll look at that Gemara more in a moment. The other Gemara, which will be the source for this idea of karka oilam, is the Gemara in Ksubis, Af Gimel, where the Gemara talks about where they made a gezeira that any woman who's getting married on Wednesday, they used to get married, B'sul Nisei Siyom Ravi, so they made a gezeira, any woman that gets married on Wednesday should be Tibal, a Hagmon Techila, should have to first, after she gets married, live with the ruler. And the Gemara says there that because of that, they switched the day that the woman will get married. Frek the Gemara of Elidra Shlu the Einas Shari, why don't we just tell them that if they're Einas, it's Mutter, since they're an Einas. And Lechayri the Gemara means they're Karka Eilam, there won't be this problem and they don't have to give up their life. So from that Gemara's Kasha, we see also this idea by the Isha that she's Karka Eilam. This Gemara that Rashi refers to about Esther, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, the Gemara there asks, Va Esther b'fahesya havya, Esther's aveira was b'fahesya, and b'fahesya by any aveira, you have to give up your life. So how come Esther was able to go live with Achashverosh? The Gemara there gives two terutzims. Abaya answers, Esther karka olam haisa, Esther was karka oilam and therefore did no maisa. Rava amar hanas atzman shiny. When the aveira is being done for hanas atzman, for what was done for the hanah of Achashverosh, in that case, the problem of parferhesia doesn't exist. All the rishonim deal with the problem in that Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask for Esther fahesia havya? Since we're dealing there with Gilei Arayos, which is one of the big three, Gilei Arayos, Shfichas Damo Avodah Zarah, where you have to give up your life, even Betzina, why doesn't the Gemara ask a more basic question? For Esther was Gilei Arayos, so she had to give up her life. Why did the Gemara have to jump to going to For Esther b'Fahesya Havya? Since it's Gilei Arayos, even if it was Betzina, she would have to give up her life. The Rivam in Taisvis over there in Sanhedrin and his Shita is also brought down here in Yuma. that the Gemara knew that this Svara of Karka Olam would take care of the problem of Gilui Arayos. The Gemara never would have possibly asked for Esther was Gilui Arayos, because on that, the Gemara had a partial answer. Gilui Arayos? There's no problem Gilui Arayos. Esther was Karka Olam. But the Gemara thought, maybe Vesta Befahesya have you, Fahesya have you, then the Svara of Karka Olam maybe doesn't help. We see from the Rivam that the Gimel Averis Chamuris and all Averis, other Averis, when done Befahesya, there's two separate reasons why you have to give up your life. When we're talking about the Gimel Averis Chamuris, the Rivam holds, the reason you have to give up your life is because of the Chaymer Aveira, the greatness of the Aveira. And that, the Rivam says, the Gemara knew, if you're Karka Olam, you're not participating in the Maisa Aveira, the Gemara understood that you don't have to give up your life. The Gemara was asking, but Abba Fahesya, where it's a different idea. It's not the idea of the Chaymer Aveira, but it's the idea of the Chil Hashem, and before I ask you, there's an Indian Kiddush Hashem because of the great Chil Hashem. And that the Gemara thought, the Chil Hashem is coming about, the Svar of Karka Olam wouldn't help. So on that, the Rivam says, the Gemara's Mechadish, that according to Abaya, Karka Olam helps even by the Chil Hashem. Or Rava says a different Svara, that as far as Chil Hashem, if it's being done for the hana of the guy, so then it's not such an act of merida of chil Hashem, because it's not being done as an act just to be mechal Hashem Shemayim, but it's being done for the hana of the guy. So then we don't have the problem of chil Hashem. But we see clearly from the Rivam that he would agree with Rashi that this svara of karka olam takes care of the problem of the Aveira of Gilui Arayos, and he would agree with Rashi that a woman would not have to give up her life if threatened be Magdu Gilui Arayos, or I'm going to kill you, she would not have to give up her life because she's Karka Olam, which was the Svara that the Gemara didn't even have to say in Sanhedrin. The Gemara El is a Dava Pashat that as far as the Aveira of Gilui Arayos, Karka Olam would take care of it. The Rabbeinu Tam, however, also in Brota and Tosfos Sanhedrin and here in Yuma, has a different approach to that Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam learns, why didn't the Gemara ask for Esther Gilui Arayos ever? Rabbeinu Tam says, because since it was a bia of a guy, v'zirmasusim zirmasam, and the bia of a guy does not have the status of Gilui Arayos, and therefore the Gemara did not bother to ask for Esther Gilui Arayos ever. The Gemara understood that Gilui Arayos would a guy, so that there wouldn't be a problem of giving up your life. The Gemara was just asking, it was an Aveira Befahesya. And if it's Befahesya, if it's any sort of Aveira, it very well could be Aveira Daraisa here. Like we said, maybe it's Los Schateimbaum, but as long as it's some Aveira, perhaps it has to be a Daraisa, but it's some Aveira that's done before Hesia, Esther would have to give up her life. That's what the Gemara's Kasha was. And that the Gemara answered, no, that since it's either because of Karka Olam, or because of Hanas Atzmo, says there's not such a Chil Hashem, and she doesn't have to give up her life. The Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Drus V'Chiddush in Ksubis, Taka says he learns that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam are arguing Mamish and Svaras Afuchas. He learns that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Karka Olam would not be an Eitzah for the Aveira of Gilui Arayos. That if the Aveira of Gilui Arayos is being done, even if the Isha is not doing a Maisa, at the end of the day, Gilui Arayos is being done, and Karka Olam would not be an Eitzah. The only Eitzah is, here was a Bia of a Gois, it's not an act of a Gilui Arayos. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, Karka Olam only helps, but as far as Chil Hashem. Kvaschil Hashem, that you're not participating, but a maisa of doing the Aveira, so that then there's no Chil Hashem. But the Rabbeinu Tam with Mamash Old Sfaras Afuchas, according to this Rabbi Kivega and the Rivam, he would hold that Karka Olam would not help as far as the Isra of Gilei Arayis, it just helps for Hesya. While, like we said, the Rivam held, it was a Dava Pashat, that Karka Olam helps as far as the Aveira of Gilei Arayis, the Gemara had just be Mechadish, that it helps even as far as Chiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. If we learn like this, Reb Kiv Ega learns the Rabbeinu Tam, so it would come out that if an Isha was asked to have Gilei Arayis threatened to kill her, or she would have Gilei Arayis, she would have to give up her life. The Eitz of Karka Olam is not an Eitz as far as Gilei Arayis. That which Esther didn't have the problem of Gilei Arayis was only because it was a guy. If it was a guy forcing her to have Bia, then Rabbeinu Tam would be Maida, she wouldn't have to give her life. But if she's being forced by a Jew, then even the woman would have to give her up a life because of Gilei Arayis, because Karka Olam is not an Eitzah. The only Eitzah is that it's a Bia of a guy. And that's what the Gemara in Ksuvos means. The Lidrish Lu Da'ayna Shari, because there, Tibal Ahagmon Techila, the Hagmon was a guy. But if it was a Jew, you wouldn't have the Eitzah of a Karka Olam. Interestingly enough, the Rambam never mentions anywhere this heter of Karka Olam. Now, as far as that the Gemara brings down Karka Olam for the din of Esther for Hesya Havya, that we could say the Rambam is paskining like Rava, and the Rambam holds Rava argues on Abaya. Abaya said the Svara of Karka Olam, but Rava said the Svara why we don't have a problem with Hesya was because Hanas Atzmon Shiny. So that could be why the Rambam doesn't bring down Karka Olam as far as that din of Hesya, and as far as the Aveira of Gilei Arayis, perhaps the Rambam Taka holds there's no Heta of Karka Olam, just like the Rabbi Kivega learned in the Rabbeinu Tam, and perhaps the Rambam would agree that the reason there wasn't a problem of Gilei Arayis by Esther was because of that it was a guy. However, that this idea that we don't hold of Karka Olam, we have to deal with one problem. The Rivam brought a Svara, a Raya, that the Svara of Karka Olam is correct. The Rivam says, the Gemara makes a Hekesh, that how do we know Naimarasa Yarag Valyavaro? We learn it from Rotzeach. And the Rivam says, in a case by Rotzeach, if someone would go over to a person and say, let me throw you on a tinok, I'm going to use you and throw you, and I'm going to throw you on top of a tinok, and you're going to crush the tinok, if not, I'm going to kill you. So the Rivam says it's a dover pashet, that the person would not have to let himself be killed, and he could let himself be thrown on the tinok. And therefore the Rivam says, since we learn Nar Marasa, the Yarg Vayava from the Hekesh to Rotzeach, just like Rotzeach, when you do no Maisa, when you're thrown, you don't have to give up your life. So therefore, by Rotzeach, by Nar Marasa also, when we deal with the Isha's Karka Olam, when she does no Maisa, she would not have to give up her life. How would the Rambam or this Rabbeinu Tam, how would they deal with that, this riot that the Rivam brings, that an Isha's Karka Olam and the Gilei Arayis does not include Karka Olam? The Karka Olam is a heter on the Gilei Arayis, just like we see that the Karka Olam is a heter by Ritzicha. So on that we have a Svara that the Reb Chaim gives, Rambam in Hilchas Yisoid HaTorah, the first Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that the dimyan between that case of Ritzicha and the case of Gilei Arayis is not such a good dimyan. He says, in the case of Ritzicha, you're being used as a bullet. You're being used as a stone. They're throwing you on the tinok. You're not doing a maisa Ritzicha. The maisa Ritzicha is being done by the person who throws you. You're just acting as the bullet, the stone, and you're the object being used by the Rotzeach. But there's no maisa Ritzicha that we can be miyaches to the person who's being thrown. as opposed to a case of Gilui Arayos, even if the woman is passive, at the end of the day, an act of Gilui Arayos was done with her. There was a bia of Arayos that was done to her body. And therefore, in that case, perhaps we don't have such a dimion to the case of Rotzeach. And therefore, it's very well could be that the Svara of Karka Olam by Gilui Arayos is not equivalent to the case of throwing somebody with Rotzeicha. And therefore, the Raya of the Rivam is no Raya. And it could very well be, like we've been saying, that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam would not hold of this heter of Karka Olam by Gilui Arayos. A third approach of the Rishonim to the Gemara in Sanhedrin is the approach of the Baal HaMor, which is a very unique approach. The Baal HaMor says, when Rava answers, Esther b'fas Yavya, and Rava answers, Hanas Atzman Shaini, that teretz of Anas Atzman not only takes care of the problem of Fahesya Havya, but it even takes care of the problem of Gilui Arayos. Hanas Atzman is not only a heta in the problem of Fahesya, it's a heta in the Isser of Gilui Arayos. What we see from the Baal HaMor, that he learnt the Gimel Averus Chamuris in a very unique way. Up to now, we've been looking at it as, there's one din of Fahesya, doing all Averus b'Fahesya. That's an issue of Chil Hashem. Then there's the Gimel Averus Chamuris that are usher even Betzina, because that's an issue of the Averus being so Chamur, you can't even do in Betzina to be over these Averus. The Baal HaMor learned that the inyan of the Gimel Averus Chamuris is also an inyan of Chil Hashem. That all other Averus which Adam b'Fahesya is a Chil Hashem. That's so great that you have to give up your life. These three Averus, even Betzina, bring such a Chil Hashem. They're so heinous, this Averus, that even when they're done with Sina, it's a chill of the Shem Shemayim, and you have to give up your life. And therefore, the Baal HaMor says, it's shaykh to say a teretz of Hanas Atzman. Hanas Atzman is only a svara that could take care of Chil Hashem. The Chil Hashem isn't so great, because it's not being done today to be Oyveri Aveira, Vals Merida. It's being done for someone's Hanah. So that's a svara to take care of Chil Hashem. It's not a svara to take care of the chamadik of the Aveira, if the Aveira, the Demais Aveira is so chamer. So we see the Baal HaMor learned that which the three cardinal Aveiras are usher to do, even Betzina, in a case of Yarek Bal Yavar, is because it's also an inyan of Chil Hashem. And therefore, when the Gemara answered that Esther's Farheskya Hava, but Hanah, Rava said Hanah's Atzman Shaini, that also takes care of the problem that Esther's Gilui Arayos Hava. That since it was done for the Hanah of Achashverosh, you're able to do the Gilui Arayos, and we don't have the Chil Hashem. But all the Rishonim, the Ran, the Ramban, all ask on the Baal HaMor, is that if Hanah, the fact that it's being done for someone's benefit, is going to be a heter even by the three cardinal Averis, how are we going to learn the Gemara we mentioned earlier? We had the Gemara, Bechol Misrapin, Chutz Meyatzi Ashera. You could do refuah to yourself, except in the Yatzi Ashera. Some or Yatzi Ashera because it's some form of Avodah Zarah. If the Baal HaMor holds that Hanah is a heter even in the three big Averis, so what's the problem with Chol Misrapim, Chutz Meyatzi Ashera? Why Chutz Meyatzi Ashera? You're going to do an Avera, some sort of Avera, Avodah Zarah, maybe Misrapo, be the Yatzi Ashera? It's being done for your benefit, for your Hanah. If it's being done for your benefit, for your Hanah, so then we don't have this problem of Yarek Val Yavar. If the Baal HaMor holds Hanah is a heter even in the three cardinal Averis, then why can't he be Misrapa even in the Yatzi Asherah? To answer this Baal HaMor, we really have to look at a stira in the Rambam that the Or Sameach deals with. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in the fifth Perek brings two halachas. He brings the halacha that if someone is forcing you to do one of the three big averis, so you have to be Yarek Vayavar. But the Rambam says, what happens if you couldn't withstand the pressure and you did the avera? The Rambam sheet is, you're potter from the einish of that avera. You're an einish, and therefore, even though the Torah demanded that you give up your life, if you fail the test and don't do it, you won't get the einish of the avera. The Rambam, however, says, two halachas later, in the din, b'chol misrapim, chutz me'avodah zarah, that you could do a refuah to yourself, chutz me'avodah zarah, you can't use avodah zarah to do a refuah to yourself. The Rambam says, let's say you fail, and you either do some act of avodah zarah to do a refuah to yourself, in that case, you'll be subject to the einish of whatever avera you did. You won't have the heter of einus. You were supposed to not be misrapping the avodah zarah, and if you fail, you'll get whatever einus you're supposed to get for the avera you did. And there the Or Sameach in Perek Hey asks, why is it that we have these two different dinim in the Rambam? How come when it comes to Yarek Val Yavar, if you fail, you don't get the einus? When it comes to B'chol Misrapin, there if you fail, you do get the Yainish. And the Or Sameach gives us a Yesod. The Or Sameach says, when we talk about Einus, Einus is really something that comes from an external source. You are being forced by some other being. Your own will is not involved at all. Some other person, some other entity is forcing you to do something. So that we call a complete einus. But when the einus is not external, it's an internal mitigating factor. I'm sick, and because I'm so sick, I'm going to be misrapa, and I'm going to use avodah zarah. That's not the same einus like somebody forcing you. When somebody's forcing you to do something, an external factor, an external force, that's a true einus. When the thing that's making you do it is because of your own needs, your own wants, in a way, whenever you do an avera, it's because of your own need, of your own want, in a certain sense. And therefore, there's a chilek between an external mitigating factor and an internal mitigating factor. Therefore, the Rambam says, if somebody's forcing you, Yarek Val Yavar, to do an avera, and you fail, it's not considered your maisa, an einus rachmana patrita, so to speak, even though you were supposed to give up your life, the maisa is considered a maisa dumbi einus, and you don't get an einus for that maisa. But in a case when it's b'chol misrapin, you're sick. You have nobody else, no other person forcing you, just your own need and desire for a refuah, make you do the avera. In that case, you don't have the heter of einus. It's considered your maisa. You were not supposed to do the avodah zarah, and if you do it, you get the complete einus of that avera. Perhaps now we can go back to the Baal HaMor and use the sfara to answer up the Baal HaMor. That which the Baal HaMor said, Hanos Atzmo, is a heter. By the case of Esther, that was a heter both for the Farhesia problem and for the Gilead Arayas problem. Because the Baal HaMor held by Esther, she was being forced. So since she was being forced, that takes away the Chaymer Aveira issue. The Aveira is an Aveira that's beinus, and therefore the Chaymer Aveira issue doesn't come into play there. The only issue is that the Baal HaMor holds that by an Aveira like Gilead Arayas, even Betzina, that's an issue of Chilul Hashem. For the issue of Chilul Hashem, Hana Atzmon could take care of the issue of Chil Hashem. It's not an act of Merid of Chil Hashem. It's being done for Hana's Atzmon. But when we're dealing with Bechol Misrapin, so therefore it's not a real Oinus, like the Or Sameach explains. And since it's not a real oinis, if you're going to do a maisa of avoida zara to be misrapa yourself, then we're not only going to have to deal with the chil Hashem, we're going to have to deal with the chaymer aveira. The Baal Amar says you only don't have to deal with the chaymer aveira by the big three when there's an oinis. The oinis takes off the issue of the chaymer aveira. We only have to deal with the issue of chil Hashem. That Hanas Atzman could help. But when we're dealing b'chol misrapin, there's no real oinis. It's an internal mitigating force. Such a thing is not considered a real oinis. Once you don't have a real oinis, not only have to deal with the chil Hashem, but you have to deal with the aveira atzma, that there's a chaymer aveira. When we're dealing with the chaymer of an aveira, of these three aveiras, the svara of anas atzman is not enough. Hanah is only enough of a svara to take care of chil Hashem. But in this case, where it's also an issue of the chaymer aveira, since you don't have oinis, it's your maisa. So in such a case, even the Baal Amar would agree that Hana would not help.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.